Welcome to Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy. And phoning it in from Montreal, Canada, it's the host of the program, Andy Breckman, who just moved his microphone away.
One, two, can you hear?
You can hear Eve helping him out up there in the studio.
Oh, your headphones aren't on? Hold on. There we go. How's that? Can you hear him?
Can you hear me now, Andy?
Oh, now I can. I got you.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, yep, I'm phoning it in. Hey. I guess in every sense of the word. How
yeah.
are you, buddy?
Good. Can you get closer to your microphone there?
I can. Should I?
Yes, if you would.
Okay, sure. Whatever you want, Ken. Whatever makes you happy, son.
There you go.
I heard, I was able to hear that theme song of ours.
Uh-huh.
I think you played it at the wrong speed.
Well, then why did you say you couldn't hear anything?
I heard the theme song and then it just cut out.
Huh.
But now I'm back.
Okay, good to have you back.
Thanks, buddy.
Missed you last week, but Eve was fantastic. Thank you, Eve, for filling in last week.
Eve is here, but he doesn't have headphones in.
Will you thank him for me?
Ken said he hopes you get the help you need, Eve.
Will you put your hand
Ken
on...
Ken is very worried about him.
Will you put your hand on Eve's butt for me?
No.
Yeah. No, you can.
No.
You have your camera on, so I see you're within...
That would be...
You're within reaching distance.
I'd spend the rest of the week in front of HR explaining that Ken made me do it.
Oh, only if Eve ratted you out. Is he that kind of assistant?
Well, let's assume that that somebody out there is listening to the show and would rat me out.
That's quite an assumption, Andy.
It truly is, I know. It truly is.
You're really going off the deep end now.
Anyway, greetings from Montreal. How was your week, buddy?
It's been fantastic.
What's been the high point of your week? What was the best thing about your week?
I had a lot of fun doing my radio show this morning.
That was the high point of your week?
Yeah, you find that amusing.
I do.
What? Even,
because what if that's true? What if that was the high point of your week? Oh, buddy. Oh, come on. Life would not be worth living.
Why do you say that?
If that was the best thing that happens all week, you get to play Joy Division on the radio.
I didn't play Joy Division. I played a Joy
Division. Whoever. It doesn't matter.
I did play a Joy Division cover.
It doesn't. It so doesn't matter what we do on this show. No.
As opposed to you, you're a big executive producer and creator and showrunner of the new CBS television series.
But that doesn't matter either. Nothing matters. Nothing matters, buddy.
Oh, so you're of the opinion now that nothing matters.
We'll be dead. Believe me, no matter what we do, we're going to be dead in 40 years. Dead forever.
So what?
And then 30 years will go by, and then no one will visit our grave. No one after 30 years will visit the grave. And we'll be gone forever.
So what?
Doesn't matter.
You're alive now.
We're alive now.
Man, you have a dark outlook. Because you're gonna be forgotten 50 years from now. Nothing that you do now day to day matters. That's what you're saying.
Well, except friendship, except our friendship.
I do treasure our friendship.
I do too, buddy.
And it's miraculous that it has survived you being executive producer and creator and showrunner of the news.
Ken, it's miraculous that it survives till 7 p.m. every week.
But we have some big news to announce.
We do? Okay, you go first.
Yeah, I announced it this morning, but...
Tell me. I can't wait.
Well-dressed fancy dandies.
Yeah, that's our show.
Our
yeah.
show. We'll be sitting out this summer schedule.
Oh, yeah.
At WFMU.
I just can't sustain this. Yeah, you're right. That's my fault.
Yeah, we have a 3-month-long summer schedule, June, July.
Okay.
June, July.
Let me assure our listeners A, that the shows they're missing, that is the shows we will not be doing this summer, would have sucked. They just would have been really weak. You would have felt like you didn't get your money's worth at all. And when we come back in the winter, we'll come roaring back.
Right, and Ken? Will you be back by September?
Oh, sure. I'm back by the end of August.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect timing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No, it'll be perfect timing. And by then, think of all the great ideas we'll have for shows. Think of all the zingers I'll have stored up.
Oh, yeah, man. Store up those zingers.
I will.
Stop chewing gum so you can store up more zingers.
I've already stopped chewing gum. I'm not chewing gum now.
What happened?
Well, I have some teeth problems.
Really?
I have loose teeth, yeah.
And the dentist told you to stop chewing gum?
Mostly, I would say not the dentist so much as my mouth. The teeth in my mouth kind of told me. They signaled to me to stop chewing gum.
Uh-huh. And you knew exactly what it meant.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to consult with a dentist or anything?
When your teeth tell you something, believe me, you understand it and you listen. So I'm not chewing gum. See, people change, Ken. People mature.
Damn. If I had only known that it was your, that a little bit of tooth pain.
You would have socked me in the jaw years ago.
Yeah, I could have manufactured some tooth pain.
Oh, I know.
Jesus.
I know.
That's all it took.
But by September, I'll be chewing gum again, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope not.
Don't you worry about that. But I have to step away because I really am. I feel guilty when I miss a show, and it's hard for me to rearrange my schedule at the last minute here.
Yeah, I mean, last week was a perfect illustration. Eve gave me 1 minute's notice.
Yeah, I know. That was my bad. We were rehearsing a scene.
Yeah, I couldn't get away. 1 minute before 6 o'clock that I was told that you couldn't make it and that he would be
bad timing. I apologize. I feel bad. Well, I don't feel bad. I can't lie.
No.
I feel nothing. Yeah. I feel neutral about it. But I can pretend to feel bad.
Well, people loved it. I will say that.
Did they? Oh, yes. Good. Well, Eve is a treasure.
Yeah. Eve is fantastic. He did a great job.
Yeah, no, Eve is great. Quite a few
listeners even said that they preferred Eve as the
co-host
of the show.
I pay Eve half in cash and half in hand jobs.
But you won't put your hand on his butt.
On camera.
What's that about?
Yeah, what is that about?
Yeah.
That's mostly Eve. Eve has these weird sort of rules.
Huh. Well, now that we've broken the big news.
You'd think if he doesn't like the hand on the butt, he'd have a problem with the tongue. You'd think, wouldn't you?
One would think, yeah.
Yeah, no. Eve is funny. He's a funny guy. Unpredictable.
Are you going to get Eve into the writers' union or anything?
Eve has helped with a lot of plot problems.
Because, frankly, last week Eve told me how much you were paying him.
And how much
CBS was paying him.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you that you have no right to ever make fun of how little I pay people.
Well, I pay Eve one-third of what he deserves. We figure out what he deserved, and we divided that by three.
No, I don't think that's accurate. I wouldn't even say it's a third.
I know. Well, he's gaining life experience.
Well, but can't you get him into a union or something?
I don't think you're factoring in the hand jobs.
I think you should pay him more. I think that's...
I don't decide what he gets paid. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, it's predetermined. He fills a position, and that position is the salary is predetermined.
Well, the way he explained it to me is CBS is paying him the same rate that you were paying him. And before he got taken on by CBS, you did determine.
Oh, I see. Okay, there might be some truth to I see. There might be some truth to that. Wait, but isn't that an example of how generous I was?
No. That's a demonstration.
I interpret it differently.
That's a demonstration of how cheap you are. I couldn't believe how little he's getting paid.
Soon the subject will be changed. You can't talk about this forever.
No, I can't.
Look, the important thing is I'm making a very healthy living. Isn't that the important thing? I'm doing really well.
Well, that's good to hear.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah. And of course, you're hoping that your TV show is going to get picked up for a second season.
I am. I love the cast. I love the crew. I love my writers. I love the gig. It's a good gig.
Yeah, you're the Lorne Michaels of Einstein.
Well, it was explained to me when they hired me. They said you would be the Ken Friedman of the project. They explained it to me like that.
I think
what you are to FMU, I guess I am to this show.
I think they were referring to the canceled restaurateur Ken Friedman.
Is there such a guy? Is there a guy with your name?
Yes.
Does he spell it with two E's?
No.
Okay, then.
I would not allow him to do that.
Well played. So that's how you can tell the difference between the Ken Friedman A and Ken Friedman B.
Yeah, no, I trademarked that.
We have a great wait, but don't you want to get to like a topic? We have some other news, right? Okay, we're taking the summer off.
Yeah, and what's the other news?
Are we looking for a quiz show?
We only have two shows after this.
I'm afraid I won't be around next week because
I will try to arrange the two.
Okay, that'll be good. That'll be fun.
The two quiz masters who have already contacted me, Greg.
Excellent.
Greg and Carol.
Oh, that would be great. Oh my God, I'd love to do that. We could pre-record that.
Yeah, maybe we can pre-record this weekend. Other news. The 7 second delay, that's what it was called. The 10-inch record, is all ready to go. It's at the manufacturer right now. Thank you to Don.
So that'll be in the mail.
It should be pretty soon. Thank you, Don Fleming and Scott Corkin, for helping us so much on the manufacturing of that.
Hey, do you want me to thank them by email? And I'll tell you, I can, and I'll tell you how I can. I have their email address. When you sent me the invitation to that FMU prom, planning a prom.
Yeah.
I guess there was a little bit of an oversight, a little glitch.
Uh-huh.
And the email address, instead of masking all of the recipients to that email, it included the emails to all of them, 350 emails.
Yeah.
Email addresses.
Let's talk more about how much or how little.
I could hit return all and email all of them.
Let's go back to how little you pay Eve.
To everyone on staff? Now, are these all like once and future DJs? And who are these? All volunteers? Who are these people?
That's the staff.
350.
Yeah.
I'd like to say hi to them.
Well, you go right ahead, but not with my blessing. You go right ahead.
All right, hold on. No, don't.
Please. Please keep me out of it. Just keep me out of this. You're trying to start a reply all fiasco.
It would be amazing. It would be amazing.
It's like you've never been involved in a reply all fiasco before.
It's like starting a little avalanche. It's like just removing a pebble or two, and you can start a massive avalanche.
My little email.
Hi, Ken and I are wondering if you have any complaints about how you're being treated at FMU.
You know, I could give out your email address on the air right now.
Well, no, but everyone, no, don't do that.
If you reply all to that staff email, I'm going to give out your address.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. Okay, you win.
Okay,
well
good.
Played.
Thank
Checkmate.
You.
Checkmate, Friedman.
It's the old Strait of Hormuz strategy.
It is.
So we did have an idea for tonight.
Yeah.
Which was YouTube rabbit holes that we've gone down.
Well, I think it's YouTube. I was thinking of it a little differently.
Okay.
I was thinking of it as a YouTube guilty pleasures.
All right.
Just things that you admit, just things that you will confess to under duress, confess to watching and exploring on YouTube. And if you want me to go first, I'll be happy to go first.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go first.
Well, Beth can tell you that, I've become obsessed the last couple of years with police camera, police camera footage. Wait, if Eve is listening, I got to tell them
body
the audio on these headphones are
police
can
body.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, my headphones are.
You're not hearing me?
No, my headphones are like, there's a little static. But wait, if I hold it like this.
Oh.
Maybe if I hold
the old static problem. The old static problem that miraculously Eve did not suffer from last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though we're not on the same computer.
He lives a blessed life.
Yeah.
But I will watch police body cams for hours on end. Police arresting shoplifters and drunk drivers.
Uh-huh.
No, wait, Eve, if you play with it, it'll screw me up. It's this. No, it's this. It's just staticky.
Okay, don't touch it.
Don't touch it, Andy.
No, that doesn't help. That's worse. It's okay. I'm gonna live. Can we just hear through the speaker?
No, because then it'll loop back into the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm gonna live with this.
It will. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're hearing me fine, loud and clear.
I'm hearing you fine. It's a little bit the static is going in and out. But you know what? I'm just going to ignore it because. I don't care enough to let it bother me.
Well,
have you ever watched these police body cam videos?
I've never watched police body cam.
Oh my God, they're amazing. And I'll tell you why. They're truly, truly, truly unscripted TV. Like when you watch reality TV or what they call unscripted TV, it's so heavily edited. It's so carefully edited. It's like it's like somebody wrote it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when a police stop you and are questioning you and, you know, these body cams, they can't be edited legally. They can't stop these body cams or else they'd be inadmissible in court.
Why do they get uploaded?
It's a good question. There are some municipalities, some areas that allow you to request it. You know, like a public, what's the term? You know, like what journalists do to get public documents.
I see.
You know, you can actually apply and request certain documents. And in some municipalities, anybody can receive these, this footage, only after they've been used in court, only after the case has been, settled.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a delay, but a lot of the footage I see is from Key West. A lot of it is from New Jersey.
Key West.
You see shoplifters in the Short Hills Mall being arrested.
Wow.
And stopped and questioned. And what's amazing is just people lying, you know, through their teeth about everything. It is hysterical.
I used to watch bait car videos. Do you like watching
yes,
those?
Yes, love bait car videos.
Yeah.
Again, they're unedited. It's raw, and it's hysterical because it's so real. Yes, bait car videos are still online. They're great. After the car thieves have been convicted or tried, at least, they're great.
So, give me some titles of the YouTube videos that you've.
Oh
been
my
watching.
God! All you got to look is police body cam arrest. And, but the lies are amazing because every woman that stopped is pregnant. They all say I'm pregnant. That's the first thing they say.
Well, give me some. I want some titles that I can.
Well, I don't. Well, just go to. There's a hundred. I mean, there's hundreds of them.
Body cam. You just search for body cam.
Just please body cam. Shoplifter arrest. You can just put in keywords.
So this is our topic tonight. Do you still have static in your headphones?
Yeah, but I'm okay. I'll live with it.
Yeah.
And now, what is your guilty pleasure? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just tell you my other favorite thing. I've heard it more than once. You won't believe it. It's police, when they detain you, you know, you're put in handcuffs, and then they search your pockets.
Uh-huh.
You know, these are often car stops that become elevated, you know, that lead to an arrest. But when the police detain you, I've heard more than a couple of guys say this line: "These ain't my pants."
But wait a second. So are they placed under arrest? Because the police aren't allowed to just search your pockets without a warrant or without placing you under arrest.
Oh, sure they are. Oh no, they're arresting these guys. After they're detained.
They are placed under arrest. So they say, "These are not my pants, Ossifer.
These ain't my pants." As you know, when they find the meth or the fentanyl in the pockets, that's their defense. "These ain't my pants."
Yeah.
And then they explain that they put on their cousin's pants that morning. the lies are just the greatest.
So have you used any of these lines in any scripts?
Oh, my God. Oh, sure. You'll see in the third episode of Einstein, there's a whole "These Ain't My Pants" musical number.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You'll love it.
Is it like, does it have like a Busby Berkeley choreographed routine?
Yeah, everybody dances to "These Ain't My Pants."
And in the shape of a large pair of trousers?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just a taste of the kind of fun.
Well,
we're
I thought
have.
You were actually going to read me your watch history. That's what I was.
Oh, I see. Oh, I could do that. Oh, sure. Oh, I see. Yes, I could do that. But now, while I'm looking at my watch history, tell me what your guilty pleasure is on YouTube.
I will. I lately I've been watching similar to what you do. I've been watching sovereign citizens.
Yes.
Making their arguments in front of judges. So here's one.
Oh, they're the greatest. I wasn't driving. I was traveling.
Here's one. Sovereign citizen claims that he is legally dead.
Yes.
Judge,
they're the greatest.
Judge instantly destroys his argument.
And of course. And my favorite thing about sovereign citizens is they will try to charge you for their time. They will say that the court owes them money.
Yeah.
And they're the greatest. And when they're stopped at a traffic stop, they are hysterical. They will not admit that they are driving. They were traveling. And they have every right to travel without a license. And, oh, my God, they're hysterical. And clearly, they've just been watching sovereign citizen TikToks.
Right.
You know, like would-be fake lawyers on TikTok are teaching them. And apparently, there are YouTube videos and TikTok videos of sovereign citizens getting out of traffic tickets. They must be fake, of course, fake TikToks. But everyone, all the sovereign citizens will cite these TikToks that they saw.
So do we want listeners to call up and tell us what they've been rabbit holes?
But wait, is that really your guilty pleasure?
Well, no, that's just before? In the last couple of days. I have a lot of...
My God, they're the greatest.
I spend a lot of time watching YouTube videos. I watch a lot of natural disasters.
Yes, exactly. They're hysterical.
Here's my...
Hysterical.
Oh, but nobody ever gets hurt in any of these natural disaster videos.
Well, like the flooding ones are beautiful to see because you see the cars being swept away.
But it's great because every video assures you that nobody was hurt.
Okay.
Wonder of nature. Camera catches tornado destroying part of North Texas school. That's a really great one because it's a school in North Texas that had all these cameras. So you see...
from inside.
Yes, you see the tornado destroying the school from the inside, not from the outside.
That's a great one.
Yes. It's great.
Don't you think if you were buying stock in any video service, streaming service or any service like that, you would buy YouTube? Because YouTube, the business model for YouTube is genius. because they did not produce that tornado video. They didn't spend a nickel.
It's true.
People produce their own videos. They edit them. They sound mix them. They put the titles on, and then they upload it to YouTube. YouTube doesn't produce a single thing.
Well, it's Google. Yeah, Google owns YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. It's the greatest business model ever. Netflix has to produce all their shows.
You suckers.
Netflix spends $30 million on an episode. YouTube doesn't spend a nickel. You spend the money. You know, these comedians now, these stand-up comics, they're producing their own comedy stand-up specials, and they upload it to YouTube. YouTube doesn't spend a nickel.
You sound jealous.
Oh, my God. Of course I'm jealous.
Mr. Showrunner.
Oh, my God. It's just, it's the money. They just print money.
Yesterday, I watched a great video of Ellen DeGeneres making fun of one of our DJs, Jim the Poet.
What was the circumstances to that?
It's a video that people can find on YouTube called Blizzard Buddies on the Ellen Show. I guess there was a big blizzard in New York City 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And people were looking for blizzard buddies, people to hang out with during the blizzard. And Jim the Poet put on his rabbit costume, as anybody would, and, asked for a blizzard buddy. And Ellen made fun of him repeatedly.
Devastated him. He put on a rabbit costume.
Yes.
And then was upset when an adult woman mocked him.
Well, he put on a rabbit costume to make himself seem, more enticing that somebody would want to spend the blizzard with him.
And the headline to that story, as far as you're concerned, is Ellen made fun of Jim the Poet. You didn't mention, you buried the lead.
He was wearing a rabbit costume.
Yeah. Yeah, how dare she mock him?
Yeah.
All right.
I watch a lot of boxing. Cocky champion pisses off prime Mike Tyson, instantly regrets it.
Okay, that's a great one.
Oh, wait, tsunamis on tape.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, a lot of tsunamis, but I found a great one of historic tsunami. Most tsunami videos, Andy, are of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami and the 2011 Fukushima tsunami.
A lot of them were taken from people's balconies, people that live a block away.
But I just watched a great one, Tsunamis on Tape, with historic footage of tsunamis going back to the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Well, they can't be as exciting because I bet they didn't get the actual, I'm sure it was like the aftermath of the tsunami.
In some cases, yeah.
That's not as good. You're looking at mud.
Yeah.
You're looking at footage of mud.
Right.
But the more recent tsunamis, everyone has their iPhones out and you see the water coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Sovereign citizen taunts the judge, receives massive sentence.
Yes. I love those videos because there's always a moment when their expression changes. When the security guard steps up behind them and handcuffs them. There's that moment when they say, wait, okay.
I don't know if you watch any movies in the form of YouTube clips, but I've been doing that quite a bit lately.
What does mean, movies in 10-minute chunks?
Yeah, or even 5-minute chunks. I've pretty much watched all of Better Call Saul in clips.
It's free?
I don't know.
What's the appeal?
It's the best parts, and you don't have to watch the bad parts. So, like, for Better Call Saul, I can just watch the drug cartel parts, and I don't have to watch any of the... Would you say
you watch more YouTube now than any other streaming service?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God, me too.
Yeah, no question about it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Andy, we have a call.
No, we don't.
It's amazing.
No,
I'm not putting you on.
Okay, we're looking for guilty pleasures on YouTube.
I can prove it to you. Hi, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Oh, wow.
Imagine how we feel. We're on the air.
You already hit one of my boxes because the sovereign citizen arrest video,
And then what's the high point of the sovereign citizen?
Another guilty pleasure, of course.
What's the other one you said?
What's the high point of those police chase videos?
There's a live police chase.
Oh, police chase. Oh, is this Nick the Bard?
No, this is Danny D.
Who is it?
Danny D.
Oh, hey, Danny D. You sounded like Nick the Bard for a second.
The police chases are boring to me because the police chases are just top notch.
No,
the police chases are just 20
you know,
minutes of
you never
traffic.
Know what you're going to find next, and you're wondering why this person thinks they're... Well, then again, sometimes they make it, actually. Usually, Ken, I know this because Andy, you know, I'm less worried about. But Ken, if you're in Los Angeles, you're trying to escape parking decks. Get downtown. Either go by LAX, right, or go to the parking decks. That's the way to get lost. But the guiltiest pleasure
in LA. That's,
I got
so
to admit,
your advice is
as someone who's not
LA,
a big fan of AI,
LA,
in
your
general,
advice is on the LA freeways. Is
there
to
is
speed.
Hey, 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 Andy, yeah. he's talking. So I have to moderate here. Danny,
would you rather hear Ken? Wouldn't you rather hear me talking?
Yeah, Danny, Andy would like to say something.
You have to choose Ken. Okay. If you have a choice between this guy Danny and me,
Andy, why don't you go ahead now?
Yeah, but I'm a little insulted that it's a tough call.
Well,
for
no,
you, to
you
make.
Were both talking at the same time.
Well, then you cut him off.
I can't cut him.
It's a no-brainer. What the hell is he talking about?
He was talking about police chase videos.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't have a TV show. He's not interesting at all.
Danny, I'm going to have to ask you to be a little bit more respectful because Andy's now.
I'm talking, Ken, I'm a little insulted that you would opt to hear him.
Andy, I only found out earlier today that you're executive producer of Einstein. I thought you were just the lowly writer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If I had only known that when the TV show comes out, you're going to be listed as executive producer and creator.
Ken, you've been getting thousands and thousands of dollars from me every year.
Yeah, but
doesn't it occur to you that I have a real job?
Yeah, I thought your real job was writing, which is that's like the lowest thing you can do.
Ken, you've been soaking me every
AI do it now?
March. Yeah. No, Danny, you just hold your horses, son. The adults are talking.
Danny, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, but there's this pair of, I think they're college kids, or I don't know, but they basically do games where they re-rig the game and they have all the top major AI things play against each other. So they'll play games like Mafia. They did one with Monopoly. They did all these different games, and watching AIs just fail to cooperate completely and not, you know, they're miserable most of the time.
That's
not
your
very
guilty
good
pleasure.
At games
that's
deception.
Your YouTube guilty pleasure. Okay,
and other things.
Danny, tell us.
I don't
us,
know. Maybe it heartens
us.
Me that the idea that maybe when they take over, it won't be a complete disaster because they just cannot work together like nearly so well. But there's sort of an entertainment value. I don't know why.
Okay, Danny. It's Andy's turn to talk now. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, we're going to thank Danny for calling. Hang up on Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay,
thank
just
you.
Click. You don't even you don't even have to wait for him to
Andy,
say
Andy, we
that.
Have another call. Would you like to take
No, we can't. No. Why do these callers keep calling during our call-in radio show?
Because we ask them to call?
Yeah, I guess. I guess we can't get too mad at them.
So here's another YouTube thing I watched a lot of recently.
Yeah.
This was interesting that in the Russia-Ukraine war, you know, there's a lot of drones involved in the war. And they jammed. They were electronically jamming one another's drones. So what both sides started doing is they eliminated the remote control drones, and they created drones that have giant spools of fiber optic cable on them. And as the drone flies off to make its attack, it's unspooling miles of fiber optic cable behind itself. So there's cities in Ukraine that are absolutely covered in hundreds and hundreds of miles of what looks like fishing line.
You mean to eliminate the radio signal?
Yeah.
They are actually controlling the drones by cable.
Yeah, by fiber optic cable. So these things fly, and as they fly, they're leaving a trail of what looks like fishing line, which is fiber optic cable. And then citizens and military, they learn how to break the cable. And so I've been watching a lot of videos about that, about how to break the cable with your hands. And there's footage of these cities in Ukraine. It's so eerie. They're absolutely covered with what looks like fishing line everywhere. Just like, you know, everything is covered with fishing line.
Yeah, you can watch people, you can watch the citizens of Ukraine dealing with fiber optic cable in their streets, or you can watch old footage of Anne Margaret dancing with Elvis Presley. It's your choice. It's YouTube.
I've done my share of that as well.
It's YouTube.
No, there's...
That's the beauty of YouTube.
I also watched all of the Denzel Washington's The Equalizer movies in clip form. Really great stuff.
Fantastic. How much fun we are to hang out with, I bet. This is just a sample of the kind of interesting people we are.
Oh, the early Bob Dylan press conferences.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Would you agree that there has never been a funnier performer in the world than Bob Dylan?
Yeah, he's pretty great.
He is so funny. And if you look at his whole life as one brilliant comedic performance, the way Charlie Chaplin created, you know, the little tramp, you know, he created this character. He is the funniest guy. Just a genius, a comedic genius.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting you talk about Charlie Chaplin, because a lot of people compared him to Charlie Chaplin when he first started making breaking out. People were...
he looks a lot like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. The best unintentional ASMR voice ever, re-edited to help you sleep in seconds. But I didn't watch that to try to go to sleep. I was...
Well, of course, that could be the motto of your radio station, too. We will help you sleep in seconds.
Well, you didn't. You slept on the air.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken. Yeah. I think... I can't remember what story you were telling, but man, it really worked as a sedative.
Oh, that was a great show.
We're talking about guilty pleasures on YouTube. You got to watch these shoplifter things. They're the greatest.
Shoplifter?
Yeah, shoplifters being arrested.
So you watch police cam, like, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Body cam footage.
Yeah. And then a lot of it is, I walked into that. People get caught with, like, in Walmart, with stuff from Walmart in their purse. And then you hear the whole story. No, I was at a different Walmart this morning. And I've been walking around with all this Walmart merchandise in my purse.
Small but deadly. When short guys destroy big opponents. That's a YouTube video genre that I like a lot.
And do you put yourself to sleep with these?
No.
Or do you just lie in bed and lie there?
Lie in bed, yes. Put myself to sleep, no. I love watching little guys... beating the crap out of big guys.
Oh, I'll bet you do, Ken.
Yeah.
I'll bet you do, buddy.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy, we have more calls.
I don't think we do.
I think we do. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, awesome.
It is awesome. How awesome is it?
On a scale of like 1 to 10, probably like a 3.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's not very awesome.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, like, I experience numbers different.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Brian in Bay Ridge.
Hi, Brian.
Well, I will tell you this. In Bay Ridge...
Are you still talking about YouTube things?
Yeah.
In Bay Ridge, 3 is considered a huge number.
Well, go ahead, Brian.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. So when Brian's talking, I have to shut up? Is that the rule?
And I can't tell if it's supposed to be funny or if the guy who hosts it is just, like, stupid. But I find it very funny.
Go on. What is it?
It's like there's this other show called Million Dollar Listing, and I think it's like a play on that, where this real estate agent just goes to like kind of not great apartments, and he has like a lot of energy for like windows and toilets and like just you know, regular things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I've been watching a lot of that.
The way you describe it, it's like we're there. It's like we're watching it ourselves.
Are you guys fans?
I am a fan. Yeah. And Andy's a bigger fan than I am.
No,
I'm not a fan. When did Andy start watching it?
I've considered even the best example, and even if it's perfectly executed, I don't think I'm a fan of that. But thank you for sharing.
Well,
that.
Thank you, Brian.
Hang up now.
Yeah, no, I'm way
just hang up on him.
Way ahead of you, Andy. I also like watching interviews with psychiatric patients. Interviews with people suffering from schizophrenia.
Yeah, they're the greatest. Well, if you like people with schizophrenia,
catatonia.
I recommend these body cam videos. Oh, they're the funniest.
Is there a lot of schizophrenia on there?
A lot of mental issues out there. A lot of my favorite ones are people that are sitting in restaurants and refuse to pay the bill.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh my God, they're the greatest.
Oh, I love manic. Watching hospital interviews with manic patients. Have you ever seen those? Those are really great.
I guess I have not, no.
Oh, my God.
We have slightly different tastes. Now, does your wife share any interest in any of these?
Yeah, I've shown her some of the interviews with manic patients, and she really enjoys them.
Oh, she's the coolest. Yeah. Don't let that wife get away.
Oh, I've taken measures. Don't you worry.
No, if you find a woman who likes to watch mentally challenged people on TV, don't let that woman get away.
I think it's physically impossible for her to escape.
She's very wily, and she's very flexible. I wouldn't be so sure. I would not bet against Hank escaping.
Huh. Well, I'll triple and quadruple check.
I know you're confident because it's been over 25 years in the basement.
Brain fog and disassociation from being chronically online. That was a good video I watched recently.
We're talking about guilty pleasures on YouTube.
I can watch any video of Lalo Salamanca from Better Call Saul.
Which character is that?
He was, you know, one of the drug cartel bad guys. But he's so great. Oh, my God. He's one of the greatest villains ever.
Yeah, or you could watch old Ann Margaret videos of her dancing with Elvis Presley. Your choice. Whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, you've put in a lot of time watching those old Ann Margaret videos.
I have seen Ann Margaret dancing.
You must watch a lot of Joey Heatherton videos.
Yeah, Joey Heatherton, she's on YouTube too, uh-huh. Yeah. But she, well, let me see, she predates, well, she was...
Yeah, she predates Ann Margaret.
She does? I know
so,
she was
yeah.
with Bob Hope on doing USO tours.
Yeah.
And she used to do all those, remember those variety shows? You're probably too young. Used to be real variety shows on TV.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, sure. I remember variety shows. You kidding me? Agitated patient scenario. Oh, that was a great one. That one was so great. I put it on the air. Mental hospital from 1953.
Oh, I see. They're vintage video.
Yeah, vintage ones.
There's no legal problem there.
Right.
I mean, if they were current videos, you probably wouldn't have access to
them. Right. Paranoid schizophrenia interview, real patient. Yeah, these are from the 40s and 50s. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, when they have modern videos, they're all reenactments. Like the agitated patient scenario video, that's an actress pretending to be an agitated patient, but oh my God.
That's not good.
Oh, the real ones from the 40s, 50s, and 60s are the best. Manic phase of bipolar disorder. Oh my God, they're having so much fun. They're talking about how they found the cure to cancer. You know, they pull out their they pull out their notebooks, you know, which is just like hundreds of pages of their own brilliance written down. Oh, workplace safety films.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
Those are great.
So. So, hey, we want some calls. We're looking for your guilty pleasure on YouTube.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jeff from Baltimore, and my guilty pleasure on YouTube is earwax removal videos.
Oh, my God.
Before you judge it.
No, I don't judge it. I've been there with you.
Have you ever seen the two British guys that, like, they take the video, they're both, like, doctors, and they debate, like, what they should have done in the situation? Because, you know, they have, like, the cameras on there, and it records it. And then they argue with each other, like, well, you should have used the XJ7 knife. And then they're like, no, because you can't get it in there with, like, they, I don't even know what they're talking about, but it's amazing.
But
I
haven't, what tools are they using to remove the earwax?
Well, my gosh, Andy, it depends how bad the earwax buildup is. In the really good videos, the earwax buildup is so huge, it's sticking out of the ear, and it might take hours to remove all the earwax. And they use a whole variety of tools.
Well, at least that guy, on a first date, this is like the serious stuff.
I don't think I can hear Andy, so I'm sorry if I'm talking over you.
That's all right. That's fine. I'll be dead soon.
You can't hear Andy? That's not good.
I hear you. No, I don't hear Andy at all. I only hear you.
It doesn't matter. I have nothing to offer.
Is that by design?
No. Yeah, I see the problem. Okay.
I tried to be a good caller, but then I'm hearing like blanks. I'm like, what's going on?
No, now you can probably hear Andy, maybe, right?
But I have nothing of interest.
I try to set Andy up to like give me a good insult. You know, I know that's what a good
You're calling with an earwax. Calling with your earwax story. Yeah, what could I possibly say about a guy obsessed with earwax stories?
These are like surgeons. These aren't like, they got these weird little tools that you can like flush it out.
But can't they like melt the earwax or just shoot some kind of liquid into it?
Oh, not if it's really.
Dissolve it?
Not if it's years of earwax.
It's like cemented in there.
Yeah. And sometimes.
Some of them take them to countries where there isn't a lot of medical care, like in India, and then they have the craziest earwax over there.
Yeah, it's the countries without medical care, but with a ton of earwax. That's where the best videos come from.
You mean I could go to India and set up a Q-tip stand on some street corner and make a fortune? They don't have Q-tips?
You have to go to a part of India, you know, that has a lot of earwax.
But you've got to have
one of the cameras that goes inside the ear canal because that's where all the action's at.
Yes, one of those fiber optic. I own one of those. That's how much I'm into earwax.
Or, gentlemen, we could be watching Ann Margaret dancing with
Elvis Presley. Raquel Welch. So you were talking about USO. The Raquel Welch, like in Vietnam, where she's dancing, that's right up there with Ann Margaret.
Yeah, Viva Las Vegas, baby.
That's good stuff, too.
All right. Thank you, caller. Oh, my gosh. Bye. Andy, the earwax videos have lit up the switchboard. it's like Dr. Pimple Popper. You used to watch those,
no,
right?
No, I've never sat through a single moment of Dr. Pimple Popper.
You haven't, huh? Okay.
No, because all you have to do is type in Ann, and then there's a hyphen, and then Margaret, and you're watching Ann Margaret.
But you don't even need the hyphen. You know that you can skip the hyphen, right? You knew that?
Just Viva Las Vegas. Just type that in. It's so easy. And then you're not watching. There's hardly any pimple popping at all in those scenes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Prank call videos. When you call like a C-SPAN or Fox News or Michael.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I do love Longmont Potion Castle.
You mean you guys are talking about when you dupe the anchors into reporting or commenting on a story?
No, not really. Or you just like launch into something and end with Howard Stern, Baba Booey, or some bullshit.
Oh, for the love of God.
That is my language. Sorry.
Oh, that is so clever. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the regular prank calls,
but I love some
of the Longmont Potion Castle stuff is really super clever, though.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, look up Longmont Potion Castle.
Well, look up Michael Savage and see what he was dealing with. Second.
Oh, I like it when those guys get pranked. Yeah,
yeah.
I like it when talk show hosts
when Fox News actually used to take, you know, live calls on air. Some of this stuff's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, caller.
But Ken, you don't like it when you and I get pranked.
I secretly love it, but
no, you don't.
But I pretend that I hate it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get Fox News and FMU both need call screeners. You'd think they could afford a call screener.
Here's one that I watched recently. The phonology of sperm whale coda vowels. I think some scientists, you know, think that they decoded what sperm whale calls actually mean.
Yeah, what do you think they could mean, Ken? What do you think they could mean?
I think it means, like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're geniuses. I'm hungry. You know, everyone talks about how smart dolphins are.
Yeah.
And how they talk to each other. And I just laugh and laugh because over, you know, 3 million years of evolution, dolphins have not learned to say, net is bad. Avoid the net. They can't, like that. They've never been able to communicate that to each other.
Well, they're too busy talking about how hungry they are.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Hi, you're on the air.
The important thing is that you and I can talk to each other.
British hoof cleaners, farm guys that clean hoofs of horses and cows.
Oh, I have seen.
Fantastic.
Yeah, amazingly, I have seen some hoof cleaning videos.
That and drain cleaners. Hey, guys, I got to take another call. I'll see you.
Oh, see ya.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Perfect. Oh, man, he knows how the game is played.
Exactly.
Remember?
But let me explain very briefly. So Elvis Presley in Viva Las Vegas, he fixes race cars. He drives race cars and works on race cars. But in his spare time, he entertains at the hotel. He's a singer at the hotel to earn extra money. And that's where he meets Anne Margaret. She works at the pool area and gives swimming lessons at the hotel.
Oh, my God. I bet she wears a bathing suit a lot of the time.
She would have to. She's in the pool, Ken.
Yeah, she's a swimming instructor.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How perfect is that?
But wait. I'm not done. She also is a dancer and a singer part-time at the hotel.
Whoa. And she hooked up with Elvis?
Yeah, I don't know what happens. I've never seen the end of it.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds like it could really be titillating.
Yeah. I kind of lose interest after about 8 minutes.
But then how long does it take you to regain your interest so you want to watch it again?
35 minutes.
Wink, wink. 35 minutes. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I can't believe I got through.
Me neither.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know. It's a miracle. Imagine how excited Ken and I are. We're on the air for a whole hour.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy. It's Bandit.
Hi, Bandit.
So my YouTube guilty pleasure is watching rage compilations of people playing fighting games.
They're playing video games that are fighting games. Okay.
People who play competitive fighting games, but they rage out and they just get salty and bitter.
And you're only seeing their face as they're playing?
You see the game, too. They usually, you know, suck at the game.
Well, that's
Bandit, Bandit, write this down. You're going to thank me. You're going to thank me later. Just take a note. Write this down.
Wait, hang on a second. Bandit, do you have something to write with?
I got a notes app on my phone.
Okay. So you're gonna thank me. Just call me next week and say, Andy, you were right, and thank you. Okay, it's capital A-N-N, and then there's a hyphen, and then Margaret. Anne Margaret.
Okay, Anne Margaret. Is this the one with the USO tour?
Yes, and then a space, and then USO.
Yeah, okay.
You'll
Anne
thank
Margaret.
Me, and you'll never watch another Rage Show video again.
Okay.
You're welcome.
That's a public service from Andy to you, Bandit.
Oh, thank you. I will take that advice and run with it.
Good. Thank you, Bandit.
Thank you.
We have time for one more call. Hi, you're on
the
air.
That's what I do, Ken. I change young man's lives.
What's that?
My wife is very, very upset with you people.
Why is that?
Because you guys are talking about all these things about third world countries not knowing how to do their earwax cleaning. Cerumen is my angle. I know cerumen, dude.
Cerumen?
Cerumen is earwax, my friend. Would you please stop ranting me, dear? I'm on the phone. I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've upset a woman from Korea. Here's the thing. You know what makes Korea different than America when it comes to cerumen? Earwax?
I do. Hydrogen peroxide.
No.
Oh, what is it?
A little silver spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Put in your ear. Americans are just not to be trusted, not to drive it through their skulls. I already went through this. Who's the guy who's on Friday night?
No, we use those for snorting coke.
We use those for snorting coke. Koreans use that for pulling earwax out of their skull.
That's insane.
Right.
That's completely insane. Andy, did you hear what that guy was saying?
I can. I mean, I know where to find the little silver spoon, but where do you find the little Korean lady?
In your basement, usually.
In this guy, well, or in this guy's bedroom.
Well, but Andy,
the favorite thing I've heard all night from any caller or any co-host is this line.
What?
You've upset a little Korean lady.
Well, that's his wife.
I know. I love that. I'm very proud of that, that a caller actually said that.
I'm actually a habitual earwax self-medicator. I put hydrogen peroxide in my ear 2 or 3 times a week.
Nobody, who would care what you do with your earwax?
That guy,
I only get one show a week. Call in from Montreal.
That guy's wife, I think.
Yeah, what the hell? Nobody cares, Ken.
No, I think she cares a lot.
Fine. A little silver. Okay. Well,
hey, did you ever watch any of those Iranian propaganda Lego videos?
No.
Did you watch them? Oh my God! You have to watch those.
What are they? What kind of? Is it a political signal they're sending?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, Iran started making these Lego videos, Lego animations using AI, but also they like often had people rapping over them. They were absolutely unbelievable. When I first discovered those, I went down that rabbit hole.
So it's agreed. There's nothing better in the world than YouTube. It's a modern miracle. It's the eighth wonder of the world. It's all you need. If I could only keep one a video service, it wouldn't be Netflix. It wouldn't be HBO.
Well, you really have to try TikTok, Andy.
I don't know. I have not. I am not on TikTok. Yes or no? Is there any Ann Margaret on TikTok at all?
Yes, I believe there are some Ann Margaret clips on TikTok. All right, so you and I are not going to be back next week live.
No, we are. We hope to be live on tape.
I will contact Greg and Carol and see if we can maybe record something this weekend.
That would be great. I would love that. I know, looking at my schedule, that next Wednesday is problematic.
Yeah. Well, I know that, you know, you're a big-time executive producer and creator of a new CBS.
I'm the Ken Friedman of this production.
So it's very hard to schedule things with you, but we'll try to do it for next week. And okay. In case you missed it, we are taking the summer off. So I believe the last well-dressed Fancy Dandies will be something like June 3rd or something like that.
Yeah, but we'll be back. We'll be back in September. But as a public service, we are going to take 8 or 9 weeks off.
Yes. 12, exactly.
12 weeks
off. 12 weeks off. All right. Thank you, Andy.
All right, brother. Talk soon.
Talk soon. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
they call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Charlie was a real gone proud, digging on the crickets every night in the swamp. Charlie'd eaten mushrooms and that strange looking weed. His eyes look so funny, all red and green. Late at night, you can see Charlie holler. Some friends are making love in the hollow. Ooh-la-wee. 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 Charlie was a trippin' one day, when into the swamps came a fair young maid. Her eyes were all glossy from the apple she held. Someone in spiky put her into a spell. Charlie looked at her and said, "You look so fine. Have a drink of some wine." Ooh-la-wee. Ooh-la-wee. love in the hollow. When you're feeling down, nothing seems to go right. Just keep your head high, don't lose sight of the light. Doggy dog world. When you're down and you're out of books and lost in the world, you just pick yourself up, open your eyes to the world, take a look around, and find you someone who's gonna take your mind off the everyday blues.
Hi everybody, welcome to 21 Lounge. My name's Don Fleming, and glad to have you here for another edition of Whatever Happened To. Started the set as usual with Don Hayes doing his Mr. Lucky theme from his album that came out on Art Records in 1968.